Passage 1. I flew to San Francisco to take care of some business with Mr. Jordan. But as soon as I arrived, I got sick and couldn't meet with him. I had to call our appointment off. Then, when I felt better, I thought about visiting him at his home, but he lived too far away. I tried to telephone him during office hours, but he was busy. The receptionist said that Mr. Jordan would call me back, but he didn't. I gave up trying to make a new appointment because it would take more time and effort than I wanted to spend. A few days later, I saw a man on the street who looked like Mr. Jordan, and I called out to him. It was someone else. When I returned to my hotel that day, I found a message which said that Mr. Jordan had gone out of town on some sudden, unexpected business. I was sorry I had missed seeing him, but I really enjoyed my sightseeing. Questions 1 to 3 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 1. Why couldn't the speaker meet Mr. Jordan when he got to San Francisco? Question 2. Why did the speaker give up making another appointment? Question 3. What did we learn from the story?
Passage 2.
Deer are confirmed vegetarians, but you would never know it by watching the white-tailed deer in an island in Lake Michigan each spring. In the first documented case of its kind, two wildlife biologists, writing in a journal, report that deer have been gulping down a kind of small fish which die off each spring and summer, washed up on the beach. It is reported that the average deer eat 235 fish during each of 3 daily trips to the beach. The white-tailed deer were introduced to an island in the lake in 1926. The first fish die-offs began in the late 50s. It is also said that deer have never been heard to eat meat on a regular basis, although occasional occurrences have been reported. Someone once spotted a deer eating a dead salmon. It is also presumed that deer eat bird, but don't get the opportunity to do it very often.
Questions 4 to 6 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 4.
According to the talk, it is common sense that...
Question 5.
What will be eaten by the white-tailed deer?
Question 6.
When were these white-tailed deer introduced to the island? Passage 3.
Tom Smith was a writer. He wrote detective stories for magazines. One evening, he could not find an ending for a story. He sat with his typewriter in front of him, but he had no ideas. So he decided to go to the cinema. When he came back, he found that he had had a visitor. Someone had broken into his flat. The man had had a drink, smoked several of Tom's cigarettes, and had read his story. The visitor left Tom a note. "I have read your story, and I don't think much of it. Please read my suggestions, and then you can finish it. By the way, I am a thief. I'm not going to steal anything tonight, but if you become a successful writer, I will return." Tom read the thief's suggestions. Then he sat down and wrote the rest of the story. He is still not a successful writer, and he is waiting for the thief to return. Before he goes out in the evening, he always leaves a half-finished story by his typewriter.
Questions 7 to 10 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 7.
About whom did Tom write stories?
Question 8.
Why did Tom go to the cinema?
Question 9.
What did the man do at Tom's home?
Question 10.
How did Tom feel about the thief's suggestions?